Welcome to the Loosen Up Your Painting podcast, the podcast for creatives looking to get inspiration, tips, and advice on anything to do with art and creativity. If you enjoy creating something, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, a full-time artist at malcolmdeweyfineart.com, and let's begin the show. Welcome to another episode of the Loosen Up Your Painting podcast. I'm glad to be talking to you again. And recently I did a poll on YouTube about what is the number one thing getting in the way of artists creating. So one of the main topics that artists have a problem with, the number one issue in fact, is finding time to create. That elusive couple of hours a day where we can spend time doing what we love as a hobby, making art, whittling out that little side hustle business to supplement an income, or even transitioning into a full-time income. Time is also a topic that I think is one of those things that triggers me, to be honest, because I'm at that stage in life where I can look back and think, my God, I wasted a lot of time. When asked how I have the time to do what I do, I often say that I'm making up for lost time, and I mean that. With that perspective, finding time to create becomes an imperative. Relatively speaking, I don't have that much time, but I have to make time because it's so important. And then I look at young people. I've got children in their 20s, and I think, man, if I was in my 20s and had the wisdom that I have now, what could I achieve? It sometimes boggles my mind because what I could do with all of that time. And then I look ahead to the older generation, my parents' generation, and they tell me just how they wish they had more time. I look at my parents who were sold the social contract of the 20th century, which ran pretty much along the lines of do your work, join the workforce, retire, and get your pension at the age of 65. Enjoy a happy 5 years of retirement, and then please be so good as to leave the building. Punch out the time card for the last time on this planet. Your 70 years and 10 are up. Does that sound terrible, or does it have the ring of truth? Well, the fact of the matter is that it is the truth for a huge chunk of that generation. That is how it was meant to be, of course. And how do we know this? Well, it hasn't quite turned out as planned, has it? A lot of us are living much longer lives, and a lot of young people today are not following the same script. And the result? Look at our Western governments in particular, in absolute panic mode because they've been spending money like drunk lotto winners in Vegas, and now all the governments are bankrupt. There's really no point in denying it. They're bankrupt, they have no money, they have to counterfeit new money. The welfare systems are broken. And they would like all the older people to just move on and have all the young people join the labor force and play out the old script again. Make money, get into credit card debt, pay taxes, play the same game. That system, to say the least, has been a terrible time thief. So in the grand scheme of things, it's important that we take back our time. So look at a word. The word is retirement, and that's a horrible idea. It's a curse and should be erased from our minds. The fact is, why would anyone want to retire when they are doing what they love? If you are doing the wage slave thing, then work to transition into something you love to do. Then you are free. Even if it is a business or a salaried position, if you love it, then it is in alignment with your spirit and you are free. Free from the mental bondage of being forced to give up your precious time. Why retire? Keep doing what you love until the very end. So words are extremely powerful. While we can envy younger people for the time they have, we have to remember that life is fragile for everyone, and we only have today, even only this moment. So the words you use are very important, because when you say, "I don't have time," then you create that reality, and you don't have time. When you say you're going to retire, it means you're going to give up, because that's what retirement really means for so many people, and I've seen it happen with my own eyes. Don't even speak of retirement. Just speak of your new life, your new passion project. Now, maybe you've had people who have jumped down your throat and told you emphatically that they don't have time. And that defensiveness is an invitation to get into an argument. And that's a pointless situation. When you say you don't have time, you don't have time. But that's only your own reality created through your own words. We all have the same amount of time. There are not some special people blessed with an extra 12 hours to create. They have the same amount of time as you or I. What it really boils down to is whether painting, for example, is that important to you. Do you want it badly enough? That's the question. If you don't have time for painting, it really means it's not important enough. But if you say, "I want to paint," then you open up the possibility. All you have to do is follow through and look for that time. Look at your day, see what has to go. Where is your time being spent? Are you spending a couple of hours in the evening watching TV? Can you do without that? Of course, if you really want to paint and it's important enough, then the TV will be switched off. Or if you're doing certain things that also take up time that are perhaps habits, and are not really that important after all. Are there ways to start working at those little habits, whittling them away until you have more time? What it really means is you have to sit down and say, "Right, I want to paint. I'm going to paint, and now I'm going to set aside the time for it. I'm going to find the time because I need to do this. I just need to isolate that moment, block it off, and put a reminder to make sure that I meet that date." You must see it within your grasp and see yourself using that time. Nobody is going to stand in your way. Block it off in red pen if you have to, but block it off and make that date. That is how people find time to do things when it's important enough. So let's not get overcomplicated with various apps and journals and all sorts of weird things that are going to complicate this. It comes down to finding the time because you have made a decision about what's important to you. Now, there are other excuses besides time but are related to it, like, "I'm too old to start," "I'm going to look foolish," "I'm too young," "I don't have enough money," "I have to make money to pay the rent," "I have to work so hard all day that I want time to play with my friends after work, put on the video games, chill out." All that excuse making. These are the same tried and tested lame excuses we have all used. I use them sometimes myself, except of course for painting, because that is something that has become a habit and is now too important. And when something becomes too important in your life to give up, you won't give it up. You'll keep doing it. You'll probably skimp somewhere else until you figure that out and improve that aspect of your life. We are just human after all. But never take your creative time for granted. Never stop being grateful for the time you have to paint. So the challenge is, have a look at your day, have a look at your week. Mark off the time and make that date with yourself. Let everybody know those 2 hours are yours, and let everybody know that those 2 hours are your creative time and they must get out of your way. And keep at this until it becomes a habit and a part of your life. And you'll wonder how you ever did without it. So there's the challenge. Good luck. Make your plans. Let me know if you found those 2 hours in which you could start your painting. Now, if you're looking for a good excuse, to find some time to paint, then how about joining me on my monthly live painting class? You can make that time, set it aside, and tell everyone that you've got an important appointment that you cannot miss. And on top of that, you'll have an assignment to do and send that in for critique. These are good excuses to raise to anyone who wants to waste your time or drag you off into doing something else less important. You can find more information about my live class on my website or painting school. Just look for malcolmdeweyfineart.com and join in. It's as simple as that. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast, found a few useful tips, and it's got you motivated, please share it with your friends who may also need some encouragement and inspiration. And if you can give it a review or subscribe or any of those things, that will help the channel and help me keep producing these podcasts as well. Join me on my YouTube channel as well. Of course, there are many YouTube videos coming your way in the future. Well, until next time, enjoy your painting and cheers for now.